Story number 23, Peder Oxe. A dein. In dein, as it called in Danish, was a central figure in the Danish villages. He helped the priest with practical things concerning the sermon, and he taught the children to read and write. But when you hear that a dein is part of a story in Danish, you know that there is a trick to be played.
Once there was a farmer and his wife. They were getting older every day, like we all are. They had never been blessed with a child, and that was a point of deepest sorrow in their lives. One day, their cow gave birth to a lovely calf with the sweetest brown eyes, a shiny reddish-brown coat, and the softest voice. It was the woman's duty to take care of the calf. And when she did, she started talking to the little animal. "We are doing well here on the farm," she said with a smile. "You know, your mother is one of five cows, giving us enough milk to sell a little, and the sheep bring us wool, and all our chickens give us eggs, and the fields are full of..." She stopped her talking and looked at the calf. It stood there so patiently, and she saw a sadness in its eyes. It was as if it knew that behind all the praising of her animals, the woman was deeply sad because she was without a child. "You know?" she asked the little calf, and the calf nodded to answer its yes to the woman. It gave a little sound. It wasn't a normal calf moo. No, it was more like a ja, the Danish word for yes. The calf stepped forward and laid its head in the lap of the woman, who gently stroked it. And from that moment on, she talked to the calf more and more every day. At first, her husband was very suspicious, but when he joined them in the barn, he saw that she was right. The calf really did answer all of her questions and gave her a ja, or nej, the Danish word for no, in the right places. So they went down to the calf whenever they could find a little break in what they were doing, and more they became convinced that the calf was the cleverest animal that ever was born. "We should name it," said the woman. "We should," said the farmer. "What would you have called our son if we ever had one?" "Peder," said the wife. "Me too," said the farmer. And talking to the calf, he said, "Your name is Peder." And the calf said, "Ja." And from that day on, they called his name and he came running. One Sunday at church, they told the dein about their calf and how clever he was, that maybe he should go to school. The dein looked at the two and saw that they were not mad, and they clearly believed that the calf could become something special. "His name is Peder," the farmer's wife said, "and he is going to be a student one day." "I can follow you to your farm and see for myself," the dein said. And so he followed the farmers back to their farm, and he told them that he had to talk to the calf alone to see if they were right, and if he was as clever as they said. So he went to the calf and stayed there for a good time talking to it, and the calf gave its moos back to the dein once in a while. When he came out, he said, "It is indeed a very special calf you have there. You are truly blessed. I taught your calf a little bit of the alphabet, and we did some beginner's maths, and after a few exercises, Peder found his way into the deep wisdom of counting and adding." "I knew it," said the woman. "He is just so clever. I could bring him to the school in the town and he can start school tomorrow, said the Dine. It will cost a little money for you to cover the expenses of his board and tuition. The farmer and his wife said that it was no problem, as long as Pedder was given all the opportunities of an education. So the farmer went in and came back with a little bag of money. Just tell us when you need more, the farmer said. The woman kissed the calf goodbye and told it that everything was going to be so good, that the calf was going to have that education she and her husband never got. The following Saturday, the Dine sat home in his house having his dinner, when there was a knock on the door. When the housemaid opened the door, it was the farmer and his wife standing outside. As they entered, the Dine ate the last bite of the veal on his plate, wiped his face, and gently asked the farmers what they wanted. To hear news about Pedder, said the woman. Yes, Pedder, he is doing so well, said the Dine. You are right. He is clever, and especially maths. It is his favourite topic. Already after a week he is catching up with the other boys in his class, and he is allowed to sleep with the other boys in the dormitory. He's very happy, and told me to say thank you for everything you are doing for him. It really is the least we could do for our Pedder, said the woman. And the farmer handed over a bag of money to the Dine, who thanked the couple and promised to tell them whenever there was any news. Every week the Dine went to the farmers and told them about all the progress their calf had made in school. Years passed by, and the Dine made poems, wrote theses about geography, and in particular showed them complicated maths that their son had supposedly solved. And one day he told them that Pedder the calf had somehow, perhaps due to his education, transformed into a young man. And that young man was going to study accounting. And that week the farmer gave the Dine a little bag of money with a big smile. I knew it, said the wife. He is going to look after us when we are getting too old to handle the farm. The farmer and his wife were really getting very old, and they talked to the Dine about handing over the farm to their son. The Dine told them that it was no good. Your son isn't interested in farming. He wants to have his own shop, a butcher's shop. And last time we spoke, he had found one he was interested in, said the Dine. The old couple smiled as they imagined their son in a nice clean butcher's shop. Can we go and see him? The old woman said. I will arrange that, said the Dine. And so he went into the big town and went to a butcher shop with a big sign saying, Pedder Oxer, a butcher to be trusted. He asked the butcher if there was a place where they could talk. Pedder showed the Dine into his office. What would you say if I could give you a mother and a father? Said the Dine. And so the Dine told Pedder the whole story, and there were many oohs and ahs. "'Tis strange that you should ask me, said Pedder. I am an orphan, and I never knew my parents. I will meet these people and be their son if they accept me. Though Pedder understood that in the eyes of the old couple, he was once a calf. I think they will, said the Dine. The farmers had never been to the big town before, and the Dine had to help them as they crossed the busy streets. When they saw the butcher's shop, with the name Pedder Oxer written in big letters, they swelled with pride. It is even bigger than I imagined, said the woman. Now go in and talk to Pedder. He is expecting you, said the Dine. They turned to the Dane and thanked him so much for everything. He said it was nothing and helped them cross the street. He waved as he said his final goodbye. The two farmers opened the glass door to the shop and stepped inside. It was the smell that made him stop. It was the sight of Pedda that made her stop. So they stood there, just inside the shop, and stared at it all. The butcher's shop was really impressive. Everywhere they looked, there was meat from cows, sheep, pigs, and all kinds of birds. Behind the counter, a man was busy cutting some veal into steaks. But they looked at his neck and saw how much it looked like a bull's neck. The farmers looked at each other and smiled. A woman asked if she could get something for them. The farmer said, "No, thank you. We are here to talk to our son." At that moment, the butcher stopped his chopping. The bull's neck stood up still, with his back to the farmers, and slowly he turned around. The farmers immediately recognized the gentle brown eyes of the calf and knew that this was, in fact, their clever son. Pedda Oxa saw the two lovely old people and saw the love in their eyes, and he couldn't help it. His eyes filled with tears. He looked at the farmer and said, "Far?" And the old farmer cried with his son. And then he turned to the old woman and said, "More." And the old woman nodded. That was what she was. Pedda's More.